Now, get somewhere relaxing and listen to my voice. Get in a position to simply let go and to allow all the interconnected networks of your body to follow my voice as if I were conducting a symphony of depth, relaxation, and the slow procedural sinking which seems to open up your mind to new vistas, new possibilities, and new opportunities for peaceful, drowsy, drooping, relaxing, useful sleep. And that's the important part. Allow my voice to roll over your body, breathing under the skin of you and finding the sensitive parts that send those wonderful shudders and shivers through you. As if my words, in wafting over your body, in taking gradual effect, whether subtle or instantly within your notice, are really just attaching to all the little pleasurable centers, preparing to press down on them at the right word, the right intonation, the right signal. And in that process of wiring all the pleasure centers to my words, to my flowing narrative and description of your desire, to my created experience for your benefit, what we inevitably do is enhance, taking your mind, which after all is more capable of relaxing, of visualizing, of following me, and inducing you to follow me downward to a place where you're more relaxed, where expanding with pleasurable euphoric quality the nerveless, splintered need of your body in the throes of passion and letting that fill your mind and nothing else is entirely within the realm of possibility. The most simple and beneficial effect of trance, freeing up your mind to be completely filled with something, to be caused to obsess upon something, as if you were seated across from me in a cafe or allowing your eyes to wander at some library corral, when a quiet word drew you in, encapsulated your experience and invited you to simply be at ease, to be in my words, drawn along by what I say, and how I say it, and how you receive it, so that I might call your attention to something and, in the process of becoming more and more hypnotically fixated, more and more relaxed, your mind may be driven to fixate on one thing or another, to the benefit of my subtly sliding words slipping under your flesh, like a needle dripping the right word into your mind, the right idea into your body, the right constantly aching desire into you. And this comes with the trappings of trance, the sinking of your body, the stroking across your flesh of my words, as if they were wind-blown things anchored on the thorny outcroppings of your waiting pleasure centers, there to accrete, like something driven in the water of an eddying stream, gathering at specific locations, even though the words flow by, the right sense, the sense that you are sliding deeper, the sense that you are falling into my words and attaching to them, the sense that you are waiting for some training, some desire, some teasing, constant, aching presence. The presence of my voice collecting in you, gathering in specific locations, like those eddies in the stream, hanging in the corners of your mind just out of sight, whatever the mental equivalent of eye shot is, and my voice resonating through you. And as you calm, and as you relax, and as that voice strokes over the edges of your extremities, finding places where a little pressure goes a long way, your mind may be driven to focus on it, to try and derive meaning rather than simply relax. I invite this practice After all, if a person is investigating my every word, is probing into my intentions, is in a position to trust and relax and verify and go deeper, then they are naturally going to want to have some reward for their effort expended. A person who intricately listens to every word expects a payoff, expects a jackpot at the end if they pull the lever long enough. And in doing so, a person sets themselves up to want, to find power and meaning and depth in the right words, in the right sensations, in the right lulling, constant, cooperative, but assertive pleasure. So listen, relax, and let my words guide you. Even as your body begins to become tuned in, envision the idea that there are all sorts of little nerve endings in your body, all sorts of parts of you that are pleasurable. Now we know the obvious ones, the drive from the sexual center to the right part of your mind. But that web work of distributed nerve endings has a lot of pleasurable feedback. The relaxation of a back rub, the intimacy of the grasped hand, the soothing, relaxing, why don't you just lay right there, of a long, luxurious foot rub, the wonderful pitter-patter of a lover's hand sliding along one's chest, or one's own doing so, finding the heartbeat, traveling, just luxuriating in the momentary grasp of flesh. And, of course, there is the first one I elaborated upon, between one's legs, dripping or erect, waiting or simply there to be touched. And in that touching, we all know that we each have the potential to send resonating fireworks up the spine to the center of the nervous system, to the right section of the brain, to a result that your eyes might close, or roll, or wash wide open, that the body might be racked by sudden arching, by a groaning, gasping, wanton presence, sliding fingers down, parting your fingers and putting them to either side of a protrusion that wants, that needs, that yearns to be stroked, filling you with sensation, running through your head with a constant yes, yes, and with that rigidness comes a signal to the wanton core of you. But rather than engage in touching, allow your body to experience those physiological signs of trance. You're here, after all, to get the full show. The slow weighting of one's shoulders, the settling of arms and hands by your side, the deeper and deeper breathing. And although the physiological signs may be there, you may be able to feel the drip, drip, dripping of arousal between your legs, of the pointing of your toes, the conscious or arguably due to the relaxed nature of your body, quite subconscious parting of your legs. And that invites. Go ahead, almost as if you're inviting me to touch, to explore, as if every resonation of my voice washed between your legs, vibrating there with a stimulating sensation. But it is not the mere vibratory stimulation that you're seeking. It's the waiting for the stroke, stroke, stroke right into your mind. And that's what you're seeking. What you're needing. So listen, relax, and follow me down. The right way forward toward pleasure and a slow stroking and stoking of the fires toward inevitable connection of every pleasure center to an endless fount of needy, aching satisfaction, the kind of satisfaction that makes you feel as if you were being hollowed out to make room for more pleasure, and then filled up again, and then hollowed once more, so that as you understand the definition, the little intricacies of the pleasure we're sharing together, you'll become more and more engulfed in it. Yes. Sliding deeper as the pleasure overtakes you. Sliding to a place where, together, we can describe and discover whole new ways to use your mind for our mutual enjoyment. Sleep. Listen. And relax. I'm here to help.